Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Member May Ram Goldar and Tirim Zachas Menachos Daf Samach Tes, the sixth parak Rabbi Shmuel. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rava asks Chitim Vazarim Bekarka regarding wheat kernels, which one planted in the ground. Omer Matiran, does the Omer permit them or not? The Gemara explains that the kernels were harvested and replanted, and the Omer was offered before they took root. Can they be taken out and eaten? Are they kamanda shadi bakadya damya, as if they were thrown into a container and the omer permits them? Or perhaps batul gabe ara, he subordinates them to the land and they're considered plants, so the omer can only permit them after they take root. This question is asked regarding two other halachas. Number one, would they be subject to the laws of onat, like matalteline, or not, like karka? The Gemara clarifies that if the seller planted less than he claimed in the land being sold, the sale can be voided as a mistaken sale, even if the kernels are considered land, and even for less than the rate of onah. Rather, the cases where he claimed to have adequately planted the field, but he did not, which may be based on a mistaken estimate. And number two, would one make a shavua, for example, a motiba mixas, on planted grain, or is it exempt like land? All these questions remain unresolved. Point number two, Rami Bar Chama asked, Pil Shabal Kfifa Mitzvahs. If an elephant swallowed a palm fiber basket, the Akia Derech Beis Ri, and expelled it through its rectum, what is its halacha? The Gemara wonders regarding what halacha this question was asked. It cannot be Mavato Tumasa to nullify its tuma by losing its status as a utensil, because a Kli only loses its tuma status, Bishinui Maisa, through physical change, and this basket remained intact. Rather, the case is the Balahutzin, that it swallowed palm fibers and expelled them, v'avdinu kfifa mitzris, which one then made into a palm fiber basket. Is this considered equal digestion, in which case the basket would be kakli glolim, like utensils made of dung, which are not susceptible to tuma, even midrabanan, or is it not considered equal? The Gemara attempts to resolve this question from an incident in which wolves swallowed two children and excreted them whole. The sages ruled the body's tahor and halachically like dung, proving this is considered equal. However, the Gemara says that only flesh is considered digested, derachik, because it's soft, as opposed to palm fibers. The Gemara also rejects proving the opposite from the sages' ruling, that the children's bones remain tummy, because bones are especially hard. And point number three, Rabbi Zera asks, Chitin shiyardu ba'avim mahu, wheat kernels which descended from the clouds with the rain, what is their halacha? Rashi explains, the clouds took up water from the ocean and swept up a ship full of wheat. The Gemara explains that they can certainly be used for ordinary menachos. Rabbi Zera's inquiry was about using them for the shtei halechem. When the Torah required that the shtei halechem should be brought mimushvosechem, from your dwelling places, was it only excluding wheat from chutzlarts, but wheat from clouds may be used, or must it literally come from your dwelling places, and even wheat descended from clouds are invalid for the shtei halechem? The Gemara wonders if such an occurrence ever takes place, and reports an incident with an Arab for whom wheat descended at Kizba, about a tefach high, over an area three parsa across. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Rava asks, Chitin Vazarim Bekarka, regarding wheat kernels, which one planted in the ground, Omer Matiran, does the Omer permit them or not? The Gemara explains that the kernels were harvested and replanted, and the Omer was offered before they took root. Can they be taken out and eaten? Are they kamanda shadi bakadya damya, as if they were thrown into a container and the Omer permits them? Or perhaps batul gabe ara, he subordinates them to the land, and they're considered plants, so the Omer can only permit them after they take root. This question is asked regarding two other halachas. Number one, would they be subject to the laws of onat, like matalteline, or not, like karka? The Gemara clarifies that if the seller planted less than he claimed in the land being sold, the sale can be voided as a mistaken sale, even if the kernels are considered land, and even for less than the rate of onat. Rather, the cases where he claimed to have adequately planted the field, but he did not, which may be based on a mistaken estimate. And number two, would one make a shavua, for example, a motiba mixas, on planted grain, or is it exempt like land? All these questions remain unresolved. Point number two, Rami Bar Chama asked, Pil Shabal Kfifa Mitzvahs. If an elephant swallowed a palm fiber basket, the Akia Derech Beis Ri, and expelled it through its rectum, what is its halacha? The Gemara wonders regarding what halacha this question was asked. It cannot be Mavato Tumasa to nullify its tuma by losing its status as a utensil, because a Kli only loses its tuma status, Bishinui Maisa, through physical change, and this basket remained intact. Rather, the case is the Balahutzin, that it swallowed palm fibers and expelled them, v'avdinu kfifa mitzris, which one then made into a palm fiber basket. Is this considered equal digestion, in which case the basket would be kakli glolim, like utensils made of dung, which are not susceptible to tuma, even midrabanan, or is it not considered equal? The Gemara attempts to resolve this question from an incident in which wolves swallowed two children and excreted them whole. The sages rule the body's tahor and halachically like dung, proving this is considered equal. However, the Gemara says that only flesh is considered digested, derachik, because it's soft, as opposed to palm fibers. The Gemara also rejects proving the opposite from the sages' ruling, that the children's bones remain tummy, because bones are especially hard. And point number three, Rabbi Zera asks, Chitin sheyardu ba'avim mahu, wheat kernels which descended from the clouds with the rain, what is their halacha? Rashi explains that clouds took up water from the ocean and swept up a ship full of wheat. The Gemara explains that they can certainly be used for ordinary menachos. Rabbi Zera's inquiry was about using them for the shtei halechem. When the Torah required that the shtei halechem should be brought mimush vosechem, from your dwelling places, was it only excluding wheat from chutzlarts, but wheat from clouds may be used, or must it literally come from your dwelling places and even wheat descended from clouds are invalid for the shtei halechem? The Gemara wonders if such an occurrence ever takes place and reports an incident with an Arab for whom wheat descended at Kizba, about a tefach high over an area three parsa across. Alright, so now we go to Siman Daf Samach Tes, and this Siman was suggested to us by Mordechai Golombek from Passaic, New Jersey. He suggested that Samach Tes is soot, and we use a chimney sweep for the Siman. So here goes. When the passerby saw the chimney sweep using his brushes to cover kernels that were harvested and replanted before the Omer complimented him on his basket, the chimney sweep thought to himself if he would only know that it was from palm fibers that were eaten by an elephant, while he used the basket to catch kernels falling from the clouds to use for the shtei lechem. Once again, slow motion. When the passerby saw the chimney sweep, that must be more on Daf Samach Tes, soot. When the passerby saw the chimney sweep using his brushes to cover kernels that were harvested and replanted before the Omer, which reminds us, Rava asks, Chitin Vizar Makarka, regarding wheat kernels, which one planted in the ground, does the Omer permit them or not? The Gemara explains that the kernels were harvested and replanted, and the Omer was offered before they took root. Can they be taken out and eaten? Are they as if they were thrown into a container and the Omer permits them? Or perhaps he subordinated them to the land and they're considered plants, so the Omer can only permit them after they take root? The question is asked regarding two other halachos. So when the passerby saw the chimney sweep using his brushes to cover kernels that were harvested and replanted before the Omer complimented him on his basket, the chimney sweep thought to himself if he would only know that it was from palm fibers that were eaten by an elephant, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the case of an elephant that swallowed palm fibers and expelled them, and they were made into a basket. The Gemara asks, is this considered equal digestion, in which case the basket would be kikli glowing, like utensils made of dung, which are not susceptible to tumah, even with the rabbanon, or is it not considered equal? So when the passerby saw the chimney sweep using his brushes to cover kernels that were harvested and replanted before the Omer complimented him on his basket, the chimney sweep thought to himself if he would only know that it was from palm fibers that were eaten by an elephant, while he used the basket to catch kernels falling from the clouds to use for the shtei lechem, which reminds us, Rabbi Zera asks, Chitin sheyardim ba'avim mahu, wheat kernels which descended from the clouds with the rain, what is their halacha? Rashi explains that clouds took up water from the ocean and swept up a ship full of wheat. The Gemara explains that they can certainly be used for ordinary menachos, and Rabbi Zera's inquiry was about using them for the shtei lechem. When the Torah required that the shtei lechem should be brought mimush vosechem, from your dwelling places, was it only excluding wheat from chutzlarts, but wheat from clouds may be used, or must it literally come from your dwelling places, and even wheat descended from clouds are invalid for the shtei lechem? So once again, when the passerby saw the chimney sweep using his brushes to cover kernels that were harvested and replanted before the Omer complimented him on his basket, the chimney sweep thought to himself if he would only know that it was from palm fibers that were eaten by an elephant, while he used the basket to catch kernels falling from the clouds to use for the shtei lechem. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara. Daf Samach Hei. So the Siman Daf Samach Hei is says sheep, and we often use shepherds in the Siman. So here goes. While the shepherds, that must be on Daf Samach Hei, says sheep. While the shepherds gathered around the one reaping the Omer were busy answering responsively to his questions, which reminds us, the Gemara describes the publicized ceremony of Xiras HaOmer. So while the shepherds gathered around the one reaping the Omer were busy answering responsively to his questions, one shepherd stopped at Tzedukah who took a sheep he intended to donate as a tamid, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the debate over privately donating the tamid. The Gemara explains that the Tzedukin claimed that an individual can donate and bring the tamid because the pasuk uses the singular tase, you shall make. However, the sages counted that the next pasuk about the tamid uses the plural tishmeru, you shall be careful to offer teaching shiyakun ban mitrumas alushka, that all the tamidin should come from the communal funds of the trumas alushka made from the half shekels that all men donated annually. So while the shepherds gathered around the one reaping the omer were busy answering responsibly to his questions, one shepherd stopped at Tzedukah who took a sheep he intended to donate as a tamid, while another made fun of Abaitosi by showing him a calendar with Machros or Shabbos falling on the second day of Pesach and not the day after Shabbos, which reminds us the Gemara brings the debate over the dates for Shavuos and Sfiras HaOmer and the meaning of Machros or Shabbos. Daf Samach Vav. So the Siman Daf Samach Vav is a tailor sewing. So here goes. The tailor who sewed tailor sewing? That must mean we're on Daf Samach Vav. The tailor who sewed an elaborate sphere chart, counting the days and the weeks, which reminds us of Abai said regarding Sfiras HaOmer. Mitzvah Lumine Yomi, Mitzvah Lumine Shvue. It's a mitzvah to count days and it's a mitzvah to count weeks. The Rabban Ravashi's yeshiva counted the days and counted the weeks. However, a Maimar only counted the days but did not count the weeks. He explained that after the Churban, the base of Migdash, when the Omer is no longer offered, Zecher LeMikdashu, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is only kept as a remembrance for the Migdash and counting just the days suffices. So the tailor who sewed an elaborate sphere chart counting the days and the weeks was very proud of his custom pouch he sewed for the shiny iron pipe used to roast the barley kernels for the omer, making them kali. Which reminds us, Gemara brings about Chokas how the barley for the omer was toasted. The Chochamim say the barley was first threshed, which was done with soft reeds and stems so the kernels would not be crushed. The kernels were then placed in an avuv, a copper pipe to be toasted, which was manukav, perforated, kadeshi ha'ur shalot bakulo, so that the fire would have power over all of it. So the tailor sewed an elaborate sphere chart counting the days and the weeks, was very proud of his custom pouch he sewed for the shiny iron pipe used to roast the barley kernels for the omer, making them kali, and his miruach hekdesh butter tags that he made for the remainder of the barley not used for the omer. Which reminds us, the mission concluded, Hashar nifta v'necho kol adam. The remainder of the barley flour, which was not used for the omer, is redeemed and may be eaten by anyone, and it's subject to the challah obligation, but exempt from meiser since it was owned by Hekdesh during Miruch, the smoothing of the grain piles. Rabbi Kiva says it's subject to meiser as well. Daf Samach Zayin. So the simon Daf Samach Zayin is a sizzling barbecue. So here goes. The bachrim at the sizzling barbecue. Sizzling barbecue? That must be more on Daf Samach Zayin. The Bachrim at the sizzling barbecue debating if the dough being mixed by an idolater they wanted for the hamburger buns was exempt from challah, which reminds us, Rava asked Gilgal of the Chochavim, what is the halacha about mixing of dough what belonged to an idolater with regards to exempting it from challah? So the Bachrim at the sizzling barbecue debating if the dough being mixed by an idolater they wanted for the hamburger buns was exempt from challah were horrified when they heard a wealthy family at the next picnic table falsely claim they bought large quantities of produce from a nachri to avoid taking meiser, which reminds us, meiser is required when the rabbanan in a case of meiruach akum, as a gezer because of bali kisim, wealthy people who might falsely claim they purchased large quantities of produce from idolaters to avoid taking meiser. So the Bachrim at the sizzling barbecue debating if the dough being mixed by an idolater they wanted for the hamburger buns was exempt from challah were horrified when they heard a wealthy family at the next picnic table falsely claim they bought large quantities of produce from a nachri to avoid taking meiser. While they were waiting for a bacher to return from the marketplace, which was full of flour from the new crop on the same day the omer was brought. Which reminds us, the Gemara tells us that the shuk in Yerushalayim was full of new grain immediately after the omer was brought, and there's a malchokas if that was Beratzon Chachamim, in accordance with the will of the sages. Daf Samaches. So the Siman Daf Samaches is Schach. So here goes. The man who confused Sukkahs with Pesach and came into the Sukkah with Schach. Schach? That must be on Daf Samaches. The man who confused Sukkahs with Pesach and came into the Sukkah with Schach on the 16th and asked if he could eat Chadash today, which reminds us, Gemara discusses, when does Chadash become permitted? So the man who confused Sukkahs with Pesach and came into the Sukkah with Schach on the 16th and asked if he could eat Chadash today was told that besides from being the wrong month, since it's Chutzlarts, he would have to wait until the end of the 17th, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses eating Chadash and Chutzlarts when there's a Safek if it has become permitted. So the man who confused Sukkahs with Pesach and came into the Sukkah with Schach on the 16th and asked if he could eat Chadash today was told that besides for being the wrong month, since it's Chutzlarts, he would have to wait until the end of the 17th. As the kids were hanging a poster explaining that a mincha brought from Chadash before the Shtei Alechem is kosher, but before the Omer, it's not. Which reminds us, menachos brought from Chadash before the Omer are invalid, but before bringing the Shtei Alechem, they are valid. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf did we learn about the publicized ceremony of Tziras HaOmer? That's on daf Samech Hei. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that Menachos from Chadash brought before the Omer are invalid, but if they're brought before the Shtei Alechem, they are valid? That's on daf Samech Hei. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we discuss the mice of which daf do you discuss the case of one who catches fish and thereby saves a drowning child? And the question whether to go after Machshavo or after Maisa, that's on daf Samach Dalad.
Good.
Number four. Which daf do you discuss bring the omer from nearby grain and the mice where it was once brought from Gagos Tsrifim? That's on daf Samach Dalad.
Good.
Number five. Which daf do you discuss a case where an elephant swallowed palm fibers and expelled them and they were made into a basket? That's on daf Samach Tes.
Good.
Number six. Which daf do you makokos how the barley for the omer was toasted? That's on daf Samach Vav.
Good.
Number seven. Which daf discusses harvesting for the omer on Shabbos versus a weekday? That's on daf Samach Gimel.
Good.
Number eight. Which daf do you discuss when does Chadash become permitted? That's on daf Samach Ches.
Good.
Number nine. Which daf do we discuss eating Chadash and Chutzlards when there's a suffix if it has become permitted? That's on daf Samach Ches.
Good.
Number ten. Which daf discusses the differences between a Minchas Machvas and a Minchas Marcheshes? That's on daf Samach Gimel.
Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.